Governor Jim Doyle says he's telling state Medicaid officials to use Medicaid or Badger Care money to reimburse pediatricians for putting sodium fluoride varnish on the teeth of small children. The varnish is caramel colored and goes on with a tiny brush. The Food and Drug Administration approved its use about a decade ago after a long period of use in Europe. Dr. Graciela Villadonaga works at the 16th Street Community Health Center in Milwaukee. She says the varnish attaches to the tooth's enamel and inhibits bacteria growth.
It has been shown in some of the places that there is a cavity inhibiting effect of this varnish. Some places they say up to 37%. So if we can even do half of that, I think that would be very good for our patients.
The treatment comes as the Doyle administration is calling attention to a recent survey. The survey found over 60% of Wisconsin third grade kids and half of those enrolled in Head Start programs have cavities. Meanwhile, the federal government has designated 50 areas in the state where there's a shortage of dental health professionals. Governor Doyle says the state is working on the coverage problem with the Marquette Dental School.
We have to intensify the efforts to try to get dentists to locate in smaller towns and in more rural areas of Wisconsin. And we have to get, one way or another, more dentists to involve themselves in the Medicaid program.
Doyle declines to say how much the state will spend on the fluoride varnish reimbursement, but he predicts the program will save money over time if it reduces missed school days and emergency room visits linked to tooth pain. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.